This is Bob Larson with your Market Line report for Thursday, November 9th. Well, cattle trading remains strong in spite of a sell-off Wednesday. From the floor of the CME in Chicago, here's Virginia McGathy.
Cattle was mixed. Meat packers continue to pay up, and they keep futures prices very strong. As we move later into the day, it started to sell off some, and the market really was moving a little bit lower. Overall, though, it's still pretty strong. Experts are seeing that prices are remaining in this vicinity for the rest of the week. Even though we may have some market movement, it could be a little bit choppy and some gyrations because we've come well off our lows that we experienced about a month ago. So the market is now in an area where it could still get some big gyrations, but I think that we're still remaining strong as we head into the Thanksgiving holiday.
Chicago December wheat prices closed yesterday down a half point at 426 and a quarter. December corn was up a half point at 347 and a half. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein for November ended the day down a half point, ranging from 521 and three quarters to 535. Hard red winter wheat with 11.5% protein prices for November were up a point, ranging from 582 and a half to 597 and a half. DNS wheat with 14% protein prices for November were up 8.75, ranging from 763 and a half to 773 and a half. Live cattle for December were down $1.70 at 122.92 and a half. November feeder cattle were down 255 at 157.57 and a half. And November class 3 milk was up 15 cents at 1662.
From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson, and this has been your Market Line Report.